From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
More legal wranglings between the US and the EU in the banana trade row. Political tension heightens in Haiti in the wake of the murder of a prominent opposition senator. And the West Indies cricket team selection causes some raised eyebrows. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The ongoing banana row between the United States and the European Union has plunged the World Trade Organization into uncharted legal territory. The WTO agreed to a request by the EU challenging the legality of the US Section 301 trade law, which authorizes the use of retaliatory tariffs. But now the Geneva-based organization has told both sides in the wrangle it needs more information before it can decide whether or not sanctions are justified. The US has threatened massive sanctions against some EU products if the Europeans fail to reform their banana import regime. As the BBC Geneva correspondent Claire Doole told me earlier, the WTO's initial ruling is far from clear-cut.
What they've said to both parties, the European Union and the United States, is that they need additional information. They need more figures before they can decide whether the US has the right to impose sanctions on European companies and how much in